May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 1119. 1119. Jesus, thou almighty Saviour, prostrate at thy feet I lie, humbly I entreat thy favour, condescend to hear my cry. Hymn 1119.
From God's holy word from the first book of Samuel and chapter 7. The first book of Samuel and chapter 7. And the men of Kiriath Jearim came and fetched up the ark of the Lord, and brought it into the house of Abinadab in the hill, and sanctified Eliezer, his son, to keep the ark of the Lord. And it came to pass, while the ark abode in Kiriath-Jearim, that the time was long. For it was 20 years, and all the house of Israel lamented after the Lord. And Samuel spake unto all the house of Israel, saying, If ye do return unto the Lord with all your hearts, then put away the strange gods and Ashtaroth from among you, and prepare your hearts unto the Lord, and serve him only, he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines. Then the children of Israel did put away Baalim and Ashtaroth, and served the Lord only. And Samuel said, Gather all Israel to Mizpah, and I will pray for you unto the Lord. And they gathered together to Mizpah, and drew water, and poured it out before the Lord, and fasted on that day, and said there, We have sinned against the Lord. And Samuel judged the children of Israel in Mizpah. And when the Philistines heard that the children of Israel were gathered together to Mizpah, the lords of the Philistines went up against Israel. And when the children of Israel heard it, they were afraid of the Philistines. And the children of Israel said to Samuel, Cease not to cry unto the Lord our God for us, that he will save us out of the hand of the Philistines. And Samuel took a sucking lamb, and offered it for a burnt offering holy unto the Lord. And Samuel cried unto the Lord for Israel, and the Lord heard him. And as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel. But the Lord thundered with a great thunder on that day upon the Philistines and discomfited them, and they were smitten before Israel. And the men of Israel went out of Mizpah and pursued the Philistines and smote them until they came under Bethcar. Then Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shen, and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. So the Philistines were subdued, and they came no more into the coast of Israel, and the hand of the Lord was against the Philistines all the days of Samuel. And the cities which the Philistines had taken from Israel were restored to Israel, from Ekron even unto Gath. And the coast thereof did Israel deliver out of the hands of the Philistines. And there was peace between Israel and the Amorites. And Samuel judged Israel all the days of his life. And he went from year to year in circuit to Bethel and Gilgal and Mizpah, and judged Israel in all those places. And his return was to Ramah, for there was his house, and there he judged Israel, and there he built an altar unto the Lord. May the Lord help us in prayer. O Lord, almighty and most gracious God, we would pray for thy gracious hand to be upon us, thy helping hand. O Lord, we are fallen sinners. Without thee we can do nothing. But O Lord, thy word does say, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. And, O Lord, we would pray that thou wouldst be pleased to help us then. Grant, O Lord, thy favour from on high. And, O Lord, we do pray that thou mightest be pleased to undertake for us. Guide us, lead us into the truth as it is in Jesus. O Lord, we do pray for thine almighty hand. O Lord, teach us, guide us, do deliver us from the temptations of the devil. And, O Lord, in this evil day, O Lord, keep us humbly in the spirit and in love and in the truth. O Lord, do keep us from that compromise. Do keep us from that fellowship with that which is of the devil. But, O Lord, that we may know that true fellowship with thee, desiring from the heart to serve thee. O Lord, renew a right spirit within us, creating us a clean heart. O Lord, that we may serve thee, desire to serve thee as thou hast revealed in thy precious word. O Lord, we do pray, do deliver us from self-deception. O Lord, do keep us from just drifting, just going with the modern trends of the times, or being chained to the vain traditions of the fathers. But, O Lord, that we may, in that true spiritual liberty, follow thee in spirit and in truth. O Lord, we would pray that thou wouldst be pleased to grant peace. O Lord, thou seest the war, the terrible sufferings in different places, the persecutions, the earthquakes. O Lord, we see thy judgments. And, O Lord, that we are truly in the last times. And, O Lord, may we be kept from rushing into speculations. But, O Lord, view these things and thy exhortation, watch and pray. Lest we fall asleep. But, O Lord, that we may watch and pray. Watch for thine appearing. Pray that thou wouldst come. Pray that we be kept. Pray that we be kept individually in the churches. O Lord, there is much opposition of the adversary. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but the spiritual, with powers and principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. Those powers of darkness. O Lord, do keep us faithful. And, O Lord, do raise up servants to preach the word, pastors in the churches. O Lord, we do pray that thou wouldst appear according to thy promise. I will give thee pastors according to mine heart. O Lord, we do pray thou wouldst raise up and grant thy blessing in the churches, we pray. Grant, O Lord, a setting at liberty of those that are in bondage. O Lord, a setting into the glorious liberty and the enjoyment of the gospel, and that joy and peace in believing, and that delivering from disobedience, but that following in love of thee. O Lord, we do pray that thou mightest be pleased to speak with power, for where the word of a king is, there is power to deliver from all of those things that Satan would, as it were, weave around us. Every stumbling block, O Lord, to be removed. And, O Lord, we do pray for the sending forth of thy word to the four corners of this earth. O Lord, we rejoice to see of many receiving of the precious word. And, oh Lord, we do pray that that which has gone forth and that which has been received may be read prayerfully, and thou would speak by the Holy Spirit into their souls. Oh Lord, we do pray that thou wouldst be pleased to appear. Oh Lord, indeed, to appear for the blessing and strengthening of many. And to, oh Lord, grant the turning again in our own land, the turning away from lying vanities, but unto that seeking, that thirsting after the truth. And thy word is truth, the pure word. And, oh Lord, to know a holy Lord Jesus, the Lord our righteousness, that holy Lamb. Oh Lord, we do pray that thou wouldst be pleased to reveal thyself more and more. And, oh Lord, if there be any here that are longing and desiring, that thou wouldst grant them that touch in their souls, it's for the first time, oh Lord, thou wouldst be pleased to grant it to them. And, oh Lord, do grant those fresh touches, those encouragements by the way. When we're faint, as, oh Lord, thy word to say, men ought always to pray and not to faint. Oh Lord, may we commit our way into thy hand. Do be with any that are in trouble or in distress, that are sick in pain at this time, or in loneliness or sorrow. Draw near to them and help them, we pray. Or those that are in bereavement. O Lord, we do pray that thou wouldst be pleased to help and grant thy comfort. And now, O Lord, be with us. Help us in speaking and hearing. But, O Lord, above all, that thou wouldst speak. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hymn 912. Salvation by grace, how charming the song. With seraphim joined the theme to prolong. 'Twas planned by Jehovah in counsel above, who to everlasting shall rest in his love. Hymn 912.
Thank you.
May the Lord help us to turn to his word in the first book of Samuel and chapter 7. And particularly desire to speak from verses 9 to 12. One Samuel 7 and verses 9 to 12. And Samuel took a sucking lamb and offered it for a burnt offering holy unto the Lord. And Samuel cried unto the Lord for Israel, and the Lord heard him. And as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel, but the Lord thundered with a great thunder on that day upon the Philistines and discomfited them, and they were smitten before Israel. And the men of Israel went out of Mizpah and pursued the Philistines and smote them until they came under Bethcar. Then Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shen and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Here Israel was in great trouble. The enemies were gathered against them, the Philistines. And the Israelites, there was that searching, seeking unto the Lord for mercy. And the adversary, Satan, was greatly displeased. And it should not surprise us when we come before the Lord humbly, in that repentance, seeking unto mercy, that putting away of the idols, those false gods, those things that take our time, our worship, our affection, which ought not. But if there is a putting aside of those things and a searching, a seeking unto God, Satan will be greatly displeased. Well, we read from our Lord that when a sinner comes in repentance, there is rejoicing in heaven. In contrast, the powers of darkness are greatly displeased. But let us not be dismayed. The world will not congratulate you for breaking with worldly company or worldly practice. There will be that opposition, that enmity. But even if those things in your heart that no one else knows of, those idols in the heart that are being put away, pleading for that help of the Lord, and out of love unto the Lord, those idols are being put away. Perhaps those things that are read in secret are put away, thrown out. Those things that are watched in secret that no one else knows about, but now in that sorrow before the Lord, seek that those things are put away. Or perhaps those connections or friendships that are not right before God be put away. The devil will be angry. The Philistines here are a type of the enemies of God. And they were angry. Not because Israel had attacked them. It is because Israel had gathered together to renew, as it were, that service of God. To put away the false gods Baalim and Ashtaroth. Then the children of Israel did put away Baalim and Ashtaroth and serve the Lord only. They had hearkened unto the word of the Lord by his prophet Samuel, who said, if you do return unto the Lord with all your hearts, then put away the strange gods and Ashtaroth from among you, and prepare your hearts unto the Lord, and serve him only, and he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines, who were oppressing Israel, ruling over them. And the children of Israel hearkened unto Samuel. They put away the Baalim and Ashtaroth and served the Lord only. And Samuel said, gather all Israel to Mizpah, and I will pray for you unto the Lord. And they gathered together to Mizpah and drew water and poured it out before the Lord. There, that's signifying that pouring out of the water before the Lord, that whereas it's water that is spilt upon the ground that cannot be gathered. Of ourselves, no hope. They fasted on that day. Oh, there was that outward mark of repentance in those days, of that fasting, that sorrow. We have sinned against the Lord, they said. And Samuel judged the children of Israel in Mizpah. There was that putting right of those things that were disorderly in the sight of Almighty God. And Satan was greatly displeased. Let us, as we read this chapter, and see the deliverance of the Lord granted, let us not be dismayed if Satan is coming against you, very angry, stirring up enemies far mightier than you are, with a bitter hatred to come out. And when the Philistines heard that the children of Israel were gathered together to Mizpah, the lords of the Philistines went up against Israel. And when the children of Israel heard it, they were afraid of the Philistines. And the children of Israel said to Samuel, cease not to cry unto the Lord our God for us, that he will save us out of the hand of the Philistines. Here the Philistines were drawing near to battle. And there was that call of the children of Israel unto Samuel, that he might intercede in prayer before the Lord, as they were soon to have to draw near in battle to the Philistines, that there Samuel, the prophet of the Lord, would be making intercession, praying and we read here in verse 9 of Samuel took a sucking lamb and offered it for a burnt offering holy unto the Lord. That speaks of Christ, the Lamb of God. His sacrifice upon the cross, his shed blood, the Holy Child Jesus, the Holy Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sins of the world. And Samuel took a sucking lamb. There was that resorting unto the Lord Jesus, unto the to the blood. The lamb was the type, but that shed blood pointed unto the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and to be sheltered under the blood. And we see here that safety and deliverance in Christ from all that would come against us, from all our accusers. from Satan, our own sins, our own failings. There indeed is that safety. The Lord said unto Abraham, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. God is our refuge. Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, the very present help in trouble. We have need to resort unto the Lord, to the Lamb, to the shed blood. We go running to the traditions of the fathers, to run there to the safety we think, that refuge of tradition and what we've always done in the past. Well, it is but a refuge of lies. We need to seek unto the Lord Jesus, to shelter in his wounded side, to shelter the blood, and to plead the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord said, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. We also read in Psalm 91, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, that secret place. To be put in the cleft of the rock, in the wounded side of our Lord Jesus Christ. To be sheltered under the blood, there is safety. Shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. We also read, He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honour him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. There is a reference there to the Lord Jesus Christ. In that he entered into those deep sorrows in Gethsemane, he prayed the more earnestly. And there was that angel sent, strengthened him in his sacred humanity. But that which the Lord went before, every one of his one true church, three true sheep, is partaker of with him of that blessing. As the Lord went through in his sacred humanity, entered into that battle, as it were. And the powers of darkness were permitted to come and against him, and to take him to judgment, to smite him, buffet him, that is, to hit him, to be beaten, to be spat upon, to be scourged, to be whipped, to be crowned with thorns. And when we read of a reed put in his hand, that is, we might more literally say, here a cane. And then to be beaten over the head with that cane, with the crown of thorns. To be mocked by the soldiers, to be set at naught. to be taken out to be crucified, further to be mocked, to be given vinegar to drink, to be reviled and insulted. But he gained the victory there upon the cross. And in Christ, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us, that laid down his precious life and has risen again, and now at the right hand of the Father. I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. And Samuel taking that sucking lamb and offering it for a burnt offering holy unto the Lord. There was that setting forth in type and laying hold by faith of the sacrifice of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. A sucking lamb, a young lamb. We would look at a lamb, a young lamb, and see, as it were, almost a sign of innocency, of purity, of gentleness. There it speaks the Lord Jesus Christ, his purity, his holiness, his gentleness. A sucking lamb, and offered it for a burnt offering. That blood was shed, that life poured out upon the ground. The life is in the blood, we read in the book of Leviticus. So our Lord Jesus Christ shed his precious blood. He laid down his life, a sacrifice for sin. Oh, how great the Lord's love, how great the Lord's mercy. Samuel took a sucking lamb and offered it for a burnt offering holy unto the Lord. And indeed, the Lord Jesus Christ, all that he did, holy unto God the Father. There was nothing partial in his service whatsoever, nothing part-time, nothing half-hearted, not at all, holy unto the Lord. And his love, and his obedience, and his righteousness, in his service, in all things, holy. And he could say, he bowed his head, before he bowed his head and gave up the ghost, he said, "It is finished. Every debt is paid." A complete payment of all debt. Complete expiation made for every sin of every one of his true church. For a burnt offering holy unto the Lord. There was nothing lacking. Indeed, it is poured out everything. Unto the Lord. And how far short we come in our service. But let us look unto Jesus to lay hold upon him by faith. There to be by faith clothed in his righteousness, to be washed in his precious blood, and then shall enjoy and know truly that deliverance from the condemnation of sin and from the powers of darkness. Well, this was a place, Ebenezer. It's not the first time we read of Ebenezer. Turn back a few chapters and we read that Ebenezer was the place of a defeat some 20 or more years before. It was a place where the Ark of God was captured. Many of the army of Israel were slain. It's where Eli's two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, fell. And here they are back at Ebenezer with the Philistines after them. It can be particularly trying if we're back in a place where we see in the past and it was a place where we'd fallen. Place of defeat. Place where we had grievously sinned. And here we are with the Philistines after us again. For we see here the Lord is gracious and very merciful. Let us see the difference between Ebenezer some 20 or more years before and Ebenezer now. We see there a difference between that false religion, which is no defence at all, and that which is the true, which is shielded, which is safe under the blood. We see with Ebenezer in chapter 4. Israel went out against the Philistines to battle and pitched beside Ebenezer, and the Philistines pitched in Aphek. And the Philistines put themselves in array against Israel. And when they joined battle, Israel was smitten before the Philistines. And they slew of the army in the field about 4,000 men. We don't read of any prayer, any seeking unto the Lord. And when the people would come into the camp, the elders of Israel said, "Wherefore hath the Lord smitten us today before the Philistines?" Well, it's good to ask the question. But there was not a seeking of in humbly before the Lord to wait for an answer. There was no answer sought from the Lord. Though they asked the question, "Wherefore hath the Lord smitten us today before the Philistines?" Where was their waiting upon the Lord? Where was that confessing before the Lord that whether they had sinned? Let us fetch the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord out of Shiloh unto us, that when it cometh among us it may save us out of the hand of our enemies. There was no warrant from Scripture and the Word of God for such a thing. All they were doing was following the habits and customs of the nations that would carry their gods with them into battle in some superstitious way. Let us fetch the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord out of Shiloh unto us, that when it cometh among us. That word "it." Where is the sense of the Lord's presence? Is it? Regarding the Ark of the Covenant, is it some religious symbol? Some form of superstition? We're not seeing there the type of Christ and the Holy Lamb of God. And the law of the testimony. The tables, the law there placed within the ark. And the mercy seat and the cherubim. It may. There wasn't there the faith. It may, or it may not. Oh, for that increase of faith, to believe in the Lord, to trust in him. Oh, that the Lord would keep us from that superstitious religion. And superstition isn't just confined to certain places of worship with statues and idols and candles and swinging of incense and bells ringing and so on. It can be very much with us. It can be in here. It can be here in the chapel. Let us beware of superstition. For it didn't deliver the children of Israel on that day at all. There's no shield at all. That when it cometh among us, it may save us out of the hand of our enemies. Although there's a big show and a big shouting. When the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord came into the camp, all Israel shouted with a great shout so that the earth rang again. There was no shield. And they were defeated. Israel was smitten, and they fled every man into his tent, and there was a very great slaughter. For there fell of Israel 30,000 footmen, and the ark of God was taken, and the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were slain. And there was a judgment of God. Let us note the difference. Now they're back at Ebenezer. Well, the Philistines are here again. But this time at Ebenezer, there was that repentance, that sorrow before the Lord, that praying unto the Lord, that confession, we have sinned against the Lord. And the Philistines heard that, yes, and they were angry. The children of Israel were afraid. Oftentimes we're afraid. Like when the armies of Pharaoh are coming marching. We could hear them, see them, they're coming nearer and nearer, and we know not what to do. We're like Jehoshaphat, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are up unto thee. And to come to the house of God, to seek unto the Lord for his defence, to seek unto him. Our God is our refuge. He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee. Very different to maybe he will deliver, or maybe it will deliver, but there's a surely. The Lord Jesus Christ. He is the King of kings and Lord of lords. His word is truth. He is a sure defence. He is a rock of our salvation. And that offering, that burnt offering, holy unto the Lord. The shed blood. And that bearing of the wrath of God the Father, signified by the burning. The Lord Jesus Christ went through. Now those that mocked, as it were, like the Philistines, they thought they had sure of the victory or even gained the victory. Rejoicing over Christ there upon the cross. But little did they know that their defeat and overthrow was being sealed there through the blood. Through the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. His ascension into heaven, his intercession at the right hand of the Father. We read in Romans 8. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Just tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. And Samuel cried unto the Lord for Israel, there with the shed blood and the sacrifice, there was access in prayer at the throne of grace. And there is access for us in Christ, in the precious name of Christ, through his shed blood, through his sacrifice, through his righteousness. There is that access, that one way unto the Father. There it was that Jacob, many years before, at Bethel, there he saw that ladder that stretched all the way from earth to heaven. It wasn't a ladder that was short in any way. Not one that you had to try and jump onto with your own efforts and then clamber up, nor one that you clambered up and you were left short, but one that went all the way. And the angels ascended and the angels descended. There we see that every blessing came down from heaven, and every petition arose up to heaven by that one way, that one ladder, Christ. And Samuel cried unto the Lord for Israel, and the Lord heard him. There was access. And in a reference Bible, you'll notice the translator's note against heard him or answered him. That might seem strange to us, but in looking up the word in a concordance in the original, it signifies a paying attention to. So where the Lord hears, he answers. When we read, and the Lord heard him, the Lord answers. It's not like we can hear something and pay no attention and ignore it. But when the Lord hears, through the precious name of his dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, where there is the shed blood of the Lamb, where there is the whole burnt offering, where there is that depends upon him and that coming in repentance and faith. Lord, help me. And the Lord heard him, answered him. They that seek shall find. That ask shall receive. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's not some casual, superstitious calling on the name of the Lord or with the lip only. But that cry from the heart, that call in the precious name of Jesus, Lord, help me. Like the leper that came to Jesus, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me whole. And the Lord said, I will. And Samuel cried unto the Lord for Israel. There was access there. The blood of Christ. The righteousness of our Lord Jesus Christ. In that precious name, there is access. The one way unto the Father. And this isn't just an account of what happened. And don't let the devil rob you by saying, ah, well, yes, Samuel had access then. But that was then, and that was there, and that was Samuel. That's not for you. But how did the Lord Jesus Christ answer the devil? He said, "It's written. It is written. It is written." The word of God. So what does the word of God say? Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today and forever. The word of the Lord endureth forever. Those exceeding great and precious promises. Great is thy faithfulness. But the Lord is the same. I am the Lord, I change not, therefore ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. So when we read what is often referred to as historical books in the Bible, yes, and they record that history. But in that history there are wonderful spiritual truths and many warnings, many instructions. But here we have a great truth set forth, that the Lord hears and answers prayer in the precious name of Jesus. And when we're in that great extremity, there we come unto Jesus, unto the Lord in the precious name of his dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord hears and answers prayer. The Lord is our shield, our defence, our exceeding great reward. And as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near. I well remember the time when the Lord had brought me into a gospel liberty, that good hope in him. Whereas before there was that burden upon my back which seemed to be crushingly heavier and heavier all the time. How can a man be just with God? I knew that I was condemned, but how to be relieved of that? And pleaded with the Lord for help and for mercy, and the Lord in his mercy came, his faithfulness. And then the armies of the Philistines came as well. Trouble after trouble. But yet the Lord granted that faith, and it's a precious gift of faith to yet press on and not to turn back. There's only one way, and that is forward. Say unto the children of Israel that they go forward. Remember Lot's wife who looked back. There was only one way forward, and that was to press on in that new and living way. Indeed, it was a trying time. But God is faithful. And it was most particularly concerning burden of coming forward to profess openly the name of the Lord. And there seemed to be an army of 10,000 Philistines coming. But yet God is faithful. And don't be surprised if the Philistines are knocking on the door, threatening. The Philistines drew near to battle against Israel. As Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, just as they drew near, the Lord thundered. Just at that moment, the Lord thundered. The Lord brought them to nothing. discomforted them, as it were, literally put them into rout, complete disorder. The Lord thundered on that day and discomforted them. It was a great thunder. And they were smitten before Israel. And the men of Israel went out of Mizpah and pursued the Philistines and smote them until they came under Bethcar. That mighty army brought into complete disorder by the hand of God. And those things that come against us that seem to be uniting in their devilry, in their opposition, in their trouble. Yet when the Lord thunders upon them, they're completely sent into disorder. And the Israelites go forth victorious. May we be encouraged to yet press forward, even when the Philistines, as it were, are at the door. The Philistines draw near. And the devils are whispering, even shouting, that your end is nigh. It'll all come to nothing. But remember the Lamb, slain from before the foundation of the world. Samuel took a sucking lamb and offered it up for a burnt offering holy unto the Lord. And Samuel cried unto the Lord for Israel. And the Lord heard him. And Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shen and called the name of it Ebenezer. There was a remembrance, a testimony of the Lord's goodness and of the Lord's mercy. Ebenezer means a stone of help. There was that stone raised up. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Just until now, to this point, the Lord has helped us. He is faithful. He is gracious. There's a raising up of a testimony unto the Lord. He is truly good. The Lord has shed his precious, Lord Jesus shed his precious blood. He is risen again. He's at the right hand of the Father, interceding. We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. That stone of help, the Lord's helped in all things to deliver us from a hard heart, to give us repentance, to give us that true humbling before him, to deliver us from the Philistines, to wash us in his precious blood, to clothe us in his righteousness, to raise us up to newness of life, to provide us in all things. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us, and he is worthy to be praised, worthy of that honour and glory to be given unto his holy name, to testify of his goodness and his mercy. Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shen and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. We read in Isaiah, hearken unto me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, which are born by me from the belly, which are carried from the womb, even to your old age I am he, and even to hoar hairs will I carry you. I have made and I will bear, even I will carry and will deliver you. Again in the Psalms, in Psalm 48. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide, even unto death. Now we see if the faithfulness of the Lord. As we raise that Ebenezer, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. It's not only a testimony that the Lord has helped us in the past. That testimony by faith that this God is our God even forever. And God is faithful. And we venture in hope and in faith. And it's a good hope. It's not a vain hope, a good hope. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help. His breath goeth forth, he returneth to his earth. In that very day his thoughts perish. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea and all therein, which keepeth truth forever, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoners. The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. The Lord raiseth them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. The Lord preserveth the strangers. He relieveth the fatherless and widow. But the way of the wicked he turneth upside down. The Lord shall reign forever, even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord. Psalm 146. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. How great the mercy of God. Paul in Acts of the Apostles could say, having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day. And we have need of remembering the Lord's faithfulness. In that continuing battle, that spiritual warfare. Oh, to look and see that God is gracious. That the Lord omnipotent reigneth. To look up and to see that God is upon the throne. Having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day, witnessing both the small and great, saying none other things than those which the prophets and Moses did say should come, that Christ should suffer, that he should be the first that should rise from the dead and should show light unto the people and to the Gentiles. For that testimony, that Ebenezer, well, they're going forth. Mention of the Ethiopian eunuch. What doth hinder me from being baptized? If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And there they're going through the waters of baptism, as it were, was a raising of an Ebenezer. Hitherto hath the Lord helped. Going down into the waters, symbolising a burial, a death. Dead, and yes, we're dead in trespasses and sins. Yes, our hopes are, as it were, we've died unto this world. Then there's a raising again, the coming forth, that newness of life, that resurrection power. Because I live, he shall live also, saith the Lord Jesus Christ. Being quickened into life. There is a testimony. There is a raising of an Ebenezer. For the honour and glory of God. Yea, I was dead in trespasses and sins. But by the grace of God, quickened into newness of life. A good hope in Christ. And then at the Lord's table. It came to me before the service that, yes, there's a raising of an Ebenezer there. There's a remembering of that which the Lord hath done. And the Lord's suffering, a remembering of the whole burnt offering, the sucking lamb, the blood that was shed, the broken body. Do this in remembrance of me. There, remembering the Lord and his dying love, yet he is alive forevermore. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us, yes, as a remembering of the Lord. So we're raising of that Ebenezer each time. That humbling before him. And that rejoicing in his goodness and his mercy. And that partaking, that communion, spiritual partaking, that spiritual communion with our Lord. And we read of the godly in the raising a stone. Read of Jacob. Well, he raised it at Bethel. And the Lord appeared unto him. And Jacob rose up early in the morning and took the stone that he had put for his pillows and set it for a pillow and poured oil upon the top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel. Yes, he had seen God. In Christ Jesus, the Lord had appeared unto him. He rose up early. There's no virtue in sloth. He rose up early in the morning and took the stone that he had set for his pillows and set it for a pillar and poured oil upon the top of it. Yes, the Lord has been very gracious, and the Lord must be honoured and glorified. So it was with Samuel, and then Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shen and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. A number of times we read of, and he rose up early. Oh, there the Lord is honoured and glorified in that humble and that diligent obedience and that testimony. The Lord said, ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, witnesses of so great a salvation. And then when Jacob, many years later, came back to Bethel, and God appeared unto Jacob again, when he came out of Paddan Aram and blessed him. And God said unto him, thy name is Jacob. Thy name shall not be called any more Jacob, but Israel shall be thy name. And he called his name Israel. And God said unto him, I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall be of thee. And kings shall come out of thy loins. And the land which I gave Abraham and Isaac to thee, I will give it, and to thy seed after thee will I give the land. And God went up from him in the place where he talked with him, and Jacob set up a pillar in the place where he talked with him, even a pillar of stone. And he poured a drink offering thereon, and he poured oil thereon. And Jacob called the name of the place where God spake with him Bethel. There was that raising up of that Ebenezer, that to the honour and glory of God. And may the Lord help us thus so to do, giving thanks unto his name, for great is his faithfulness, and his mercies are new every morning. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Matthew Hyde is expected to preach on Tuesday evening. And next Lord's Day, Mr. Jonathan Buss is expected to preach, and the services will be held in the primary school in the school hall. And will you please take home your personal books and cushions either tonight or on Tuesday. Let us close with hymn number 10. 'Twas with an everlasting love that God his own elect embraced, before he made the worlds above, or earth on her huge columns placed. Hymn number 10.
Thank you.
do bless us as we part. Do have mercy upon that which has been amiss in thy holy sight. And, O Lord, do wash us, cleanse us in the precious blood and the water that flowed. And thy riven side, O Lord Jesus, take us on our way in safety, we pray, and do bless us indeed. And may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and evermore. Amen.